This is Ruben.
Hey Ruben, this is Alan Nathan, American Textiles.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Yeah, so you have some questions about my credit. Is that personal or business credit?
The personal side of things.
Okay, ready.
So here's just what I want to find out. I'm not on the sales side, so I think I've done, not to be rude, I've been doing this long enough where I think sometimes it's not a good idea to like beat around the bush. So I understand you're really sensitive to funding. And at the same time, I want to see really what's going on to kind of figure out a solution. So I see that there's a lot of pulls on your credit from last year for a product that we provide, which is a working capital loan. And I just want to kind of find out, did you take those offers? Were the rates too high? What really what happened there? Because I don't want to provide a... Yeah, go ahead.
Of course, yeah. No, that's a good question. So I think sometime in January of this year, between January and early Feb, you'll see a cluster of...
A lot.
Pulls, yeah. Now, there's two reasons for that. Number one, we reached out to a company such as yours for a loan.
Okay.
And then we turned it down, but then that company... hold on one second.
Sure.
And then that particular company, for whatever reason, but certainly without my permission and unethically, gave my credit card, my social security number, my credit file. They sold it, or they gave it.
So I don't think they sold it. I think people are not being like, they're just, what they're doing is this, and I, without knowing the company, here's what's going on, I think. I think you're applying for one of these capital loans, and you're going to a company, and it's fine. They're not selling your information. I know the companies that ran your credit, they're not in the business of buying social security numbers.
I'm not sure how some of these guys got my socials and they started running it.
Oh, it's fine. We're a lender and a syndicator. I can tell you if you wish. So we're a lender and a syndicator. You're probably going to a broker who's sending your credit to multiple places. Sometimes it can be two or three, and it's not too crazy. Sometimes it can be a lot more, and they're trying to find you a loan that suits your business. No one's selling your social security number.
Okay, no problem. So anyway, so that explains the cluster then, and we didn't avail of any of those loans, and eventually we refinanced with the bank. We got a traditional loan, and that was that. And
okay.
After that, this is the next time we've actually reached out to loan.
So here's a loaded question.
Yeah.
Why didn't you take those loans? What rubbed you the wrong way?
Very high interest rate.
What were you offered?
I don't now remember exactly. Ruben, I'm just like anyone else. My business labs are very, very busy. Just come out and make an offer, and whatever it is.
Okay, so I'm working on your file. I don't have an offer for you today. When I present an offer, it'll be a pretty much approved offer. But what I want to do is I want to take the opportunity to not lose your business and kind of go over how these loans work. Oftentimes in our industry, and don't take this the wrong way, people steamroll customers, and it's not my kind of cup of tea. It's not what we do here. So the loan that you're applying for, that's the product you're looking for. You're looking for, I know you're interest rate sensitive, but this is a high risk product. It is a unsecured loan that has a very, very high default rate relative to other loans. Commercial equipment loans and commercial business loans.
Honestly, with due respect, you don't have to go over all this. Trust me, I understand everything. I understand risk is directly proportional to return. This has a high beta. I completely understand that too.
Okay. Can I ask what kind of term did people present? So one of the companies that's on your loan, they're kind of notorious. I don't know if this is the loan you're presented. They're notorious for, not for notorious. They're known for presenting short-term offers, like 6 to 8 months. Was it the rate that someone's presenting you, or short-term, or a combination of those offers?
I don't think I understand the question. Are you talking about a loan we have currently?
No. So one of the inquiries on your credit.
From a long time ago?
From earlier this year.
I just remember receiving one offer, and I declined it, and that was it.
Oh, just one offer.
The rest of the people, they contacted us, and I said, I don't know who you are, why are you talking to me, things of that nature. So, no, nothing substantial developed.
Okay,
so
all right, well.
Just make your offer, whatever it is.
I'm trying. I've got some interest in your terms, but I don't think it's enough money. You're looking for $300,000 at a minimum, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, so I had a conditional offer for 150. That really doesn't do anything. So I'm going to see what numbers I can put together for 300 and circle back to you tomorrow. And if it works, it works. You know, we'd obviously like the opportunity to earn your business.
That'd be fine. Yeah, no problem at all. That'd be fine.
Cool. Thanks a ton.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.